Jefferies, people haven't paid full attention to Biden's economic accomplishments. By Ian Hanchett on August 17, 2023. On Wednesday's broadcast of MSNBC's The Last Word, House Minority Leader Representative Hakeem Jeffries, DNY, stated that more voters all across the country will begin to pay attention to President Joe Biden's accomplishments on the economy as the election gets closer. After Jeffries talked about the Inflation Reduction Act, host Lawrence O'Donnell asked, going forward, Joe Biden does seem to be struggling with perception here in being able to convince voters that any of those things have actually been accomplished. Which is to say, the voter that's up for grabs is that voter who doesn't pay close attention to this kind of governing and to the kind of coverage of this kind of governing. And so, is there any strategy that is actually workable to reach the voter? The kind of voter who doesn't actually want to be reached. They don't, they actively, it's like trying to make me watch golf. They actually don't want to consume this information. Jeffries responded, well, the closer that we get to the election, the more voters all across the country will begin to pay attention. But members of the House Democratic Caucus during this August district work period, spread out all across the country, have been doing events in communities, in the neighborhoods that we are privileged to represent, to highlight the progress that we have made on their behalf in a variety of different areas. Whether that's standing up for our veterans through the PACT Act or passing the CHIPS and Science Act, which will bring domestic manufacturing jobs back home to the United States of America. Of course, the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act, which will create millions of good-paying jobs, help to fix our crumbling bridges, roads, tunnels, our airports, our sewer and water systems, our mass transportation systems, and ensure clean water in every single community. We also, of course, under the leadership of President Biden, passed the Safer Communities Act, gun safety legislation for the first time in 30 years. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.